A new beginning. I was a child. I lay on the grass, barley sprouts, carrots, beat by fading sun, distant rumor of spring, see bird crossed the sky above. When I was a child, I thought I had wings to bring me to heaven, kites in the sky, making different shapes of colorful paper, morning dew on the shore. I walk barefoot on the sand. I look at my shadow crowned by waves. Birds in flight seem to drift by and look at me. As if they wanted to tell me something, as I lay on the grass thinking, a new chapter of my life is going to be. And brother, life. When I woke in the morning, I found an apple under my pillow, put there by my mother. The river was passing across my fingers.
Last question, please. Can we have Charles Clark, please?
Okay.
Hello.
A translation this time by Roy Campbell, who used to be a fairly famous South African poet. Famous for, among other things, an exceptionally bad temper and the talent for throwing a punch and that kind of thing as a pro. However, in his translations of Baudelaire, I'm caught by this particular verse. The albatross, sometimes for sport, the men of loafing crews snare the great albatrosses of the deep, the indolent companions of their crews, as through the bitter vastitudes they sweep. Scarce had they fished aboard there, these airy kings, when helpless on such unaccustomed floors, they piteously droop their huge white wings and trail them at their sides like drifting oars. How comical, how ugly, and how meek appears this soarer of the celestial snows. One with his pipe teases the golden beak, one limping mocks the cripple as he goes. The poet, like this monarch of the skies, despising archers, rides the storm late, but stranded on the earth to jeering crowds, the great wings of his giant, of the giant, walk his gait.
Thanks, Charles. Can we have Patrick Simon Hansen, please?
This is called Ever Moving. Spring is a time of love. My eyes were set on a lovely bird, perfect in salt, my gentle dove. Summer was better, we bonded more. She was the one I utterly adored. Autumn was new, she made another friend. She was everything, and I felt no end. Winter was harsh, she flew away, off to migrate, these are my loneliest days. Spring after, I see her again, she was hand in hand with her new friend. Summer was hard, it was terribly sore, each passing day I hurt more and more. Autumn was tired, it wore down my bones, it felt like an eternity when I wasn't alone. Winter was bitter and I could not mend, she stayed to roost with her new friend. Year by year I ceased to roam, always hoping my dove would come home.
Give me up Jack Shaw, please.
Thanks, Rob. I call this All In Together Girls. Glasses on, okay. Oh, I live to get the girls, never mind the weather, girls. It all comes easy to me, always neat, never out of beat. I stretch up to call you in, trap you in, turn you out. When I shout your birthday, please jump out. Is it January, February, March, April, May? But don't miss your turn. I don't want girls who mess things up. I am the rope that rules each time I slap the ground. When I shout your birthday, come back in. Is it on the first, the second, the third, the fourth? You see, I like the ones who are able and faster and fitter than you. You are the girl that trips up the line and then giggles like she was five. Will you be five? Will you be six? Will you be seven? Will you be eight? Will you be nine? I could wrap myself around your ankles and bring you to the ground. But I keep turning, knowing you'll get it wrong. After all, I only have my own nature to judge you by.
Thanks, Jack. Can we have Mayo Carr, please?
Well, Jack was talking about a skipping rope that was speaking. I'm talking about a mirror that is speaking. It's called the mirror's warning. In the stillness of the bedroom, I wait for your approach to rouse me from the depths, pull me back to life. At the sound of footsteps, I struggle up to meet you, to steady your reflection, fix your distracted gaze. Briefly, we make contact, yet only on the surface. Projects and amusements keep pulling you away. Hastily, you blithely leave, unaware your shadow that's hidden at my core, the one you never wish to see, may someday reemerge to catch your wide-eyed stare as you gasp in disbelief at what you have become.
Thank you. Thanks, baby. Can we have Sue Blue, please?
I'm doing a piece tonight in honor of Randolph Healy, actually, because he's in my book, my Stramm book, as you know, I've published, as in many of you know. And August Stramm, whose love poems I translated and published in 2015 for his death centenary, stands in a line of experimental poetry, basically at a root point of experimental poetry, where he, in Germany, was the first to apply futurist and experimental methods to poetry, to the word. And he kind of dared to break the conventions of the language itself and make it, he owned it basically and broke all the grammatical rules and everything. And I found Randolph Healy's name in connection with the sound eye movement. Now, I didn't follow up too much, but tonight I got the face and the voice with the poetry. But so we have a tradition in Cork which recently ceased, and that's the sound eye. I'm sorry, that's a sound eye poetry, which do experimental poetry stuff. So I want to do one of my Stramm translations, which I'll do in German first, and then I do my English translation. Wankelmut. Mein Suchen sucht. Viel tausend wandeln ich. Ich taste ich und fasse du. Und halte dich, versehne ich. Und du, und du, und du. Viel tausend du und immer du. Allwege du. Wirr, wirren, wirrer, immer wirrer durch die Wirrnis. Du, dich, ich. waver mind. My searching seeks many thousand wonder I feel I and grasp you and hold you for longing I. And you, and you, and you, many thousand you, and forever you, omniways you. Wilder, whirling, weirder, evermore whirled through the turmoil, you, for you, I.
Thanks, Sue. We're going to have to keep it short, lads. We've got some minimal introductions, maximum poetry, and keep it going short. We've got 60 people on the list, and we've got 14 minutes left to get through them, so you know the drill. So, Edward O'Dwyer is next.
Any Leonard Cohen fans?
Oh, woo! Yes.
That's my introduction done. This is called Leonard Cohen is Dead. Leonard Cohen is dead, and I have to learn to live in a world he's no longer in. To make matters worse, she won't return my calls. It isn't the first time she hasn't returned my calls, but the last time she didn't, I just put on some Leonard Cohen and the hours went by, and then eventually she did. Of course, that time was very different to now, because he wasn't dead, and I wasn't adjusting to living in a world he had left. I could send her a text message and in it let her know that Leonard Cohen is dead. Maybe she hasn't heard yet. She would surely call then. But maybe she wouldn't call. And then Leonard Cohen would be dead, and she wouldn't be returning my calls or my text, and it couldn't be because she hasn't yet heard the news of his death. The battery in her phone isn't dead, because the battery in her phone is immortal. The battery in my phone sometimes dies, just like Leonard Cohen has done, but the battery in her phone never does. I know that while she is not returning my calls, and while Leonard Cohen is dead and unable to console me the way he did the last time, that the battery in her phone lives. In the end, I decide to call her once more. Again, she doesn't pick up. Leonard Cohen is still dead.
Thanks, Edward. Can we have Patricia Walsh, please?
It's called Infinite Good.
Shh.
No guilty situation can save us now. The stench of death extended over a noble cause. So transgressions glowing like body parts. What would it sold downtown at a reduced rate? Fear of the avaricious is suggested a good call. Coming out in the wash, as the story goes. Sundered kisses stand to ceremony and crash. No question of turn of trust anymore, a big girl now. Not respected anymore once the deed is done. No right to affection after the event. I will wait, but nowadays I sleep. Passing by purpose with a wicked glint. Bypassing intelligence, going extremely postal. Coming out the other side, hung to dry. Hypocrisy's asleep, run ragged. Expanding with heat, without a mumble. The aggrandized celebrate away like so. Once out of the equation, I can see for dust. Reduced to hearing the infinite stories. A calendar seeming the past newly won. Circulating blood is a wanton telegram. A library of good, a delinquent of propriety. Fathering a dark brain and soul to boot. No connection with others on an academic tie. No, I need no aesthetic abortion again. Thanks.
Thank you. Can we have Mel White, please?
Woo!
Short one, you'll be relieved to hear. Another poem with Leonard Cohen in it. This is called Magnetism. It's more than Leonard Cohen rhyming do ya with hallelujah. More than the way George Carlin spoke about the stress of war, then joked in the next breath about toilet paper. More than the Fibonacci sequence. More than think global, act local. More than North and South Poles, drawn together, held apart. More than prose. More than the juxtaposition of conflicting emotions in poems that can't be paraphrased. More than gravity. More than Eureka. More than the combination of wine press and coin punch that inspired the printing press. More than joining the dots to map the constellations.
Can we have Kiel Brenner, please?
Why do we always come here? Do you wear glasses to hide something? Is that why you're not giving me any, sitting there on the porch making paper guns and firing at me? I'd be lying if I said the sight of you falling away was something I could live with. Is that a sin? Is that why we always come here? For the aim of throwing daggers and forgetting about how much we hate the rain. Perhaps in the morning, if you're up for it, we could stroll our beach and watch how our footprints have turned to bullet holes, our past wars hung up like the talking wounded. You can even tell me how much you love the sun. Can I forgive you if you've forgotten what you're sorry for? Is that why they call it making peace? Should we make whatever we can with the leftover pieces? Is that why we always come here? To remind us what silence is? Should I say nothing and wonder why we comfort this bad brow? That our battles are fought with eyes now jumping across tables like wooden trenches, going for the neck, slashing tires of cars we long lost the keys of. Will our mutinies ever settle? Could you learn to watch a sinking ship and just let it be? Is that why you always come here and stay and never leave? Are we always to listen to the band play our song, hum the few words we know, and forget that this ship is sliding into the ocean? Will we always be asking the question, should I leave while we have some of each other left, or should I say something meaningless like, I love you, and take all of your apologies? Some ways, the words of this holiday are the hardest prayer to swallow. Thank you.
Thanks, Kayla. Next, can we have Mr. Stanley Knott?
Gratitude for this magnificent day after the years. I'm a hummingbird this morning. I feel so good I'm fitting in with the misfits and my useless trinkets tattoo love the loveless on rusty pipes in our cathedral. In the yard, behind the church, Jehovah Witness prays into God's silence for a good deal, while a pretty strawberry blonde ballerina with eyes down dreams about being a true original. And an altar boy with a fly swattle, fingertips a daisy looking up through concrete and skywriting that says, oh, what a beautiful morning. There's something strange about an altar boy with a fly swattle, but I like the way this is going. So when an oh-so-lovely lilac breeze flowers and animals answer bone-dry apples that shine like blinking lights, a sweet little thing, a kindred spirit maybe, tips longing that feels like the beginning of I can't help falling in love into this town, and an overture filled with all the beautiful things I have to offer, my sad raincoat, a $200 tattoo, the mistakes of my youth, soars like a swallow in the sun singing, hey man, now you're really living. I know today is the day estranged friends man up and bow out of the quandary of the last time we spoke, you were so unpleasant. And man, where I'm at is an epiphany, and the only thing I care about is living the mystery of life. So at dusk, I am building a shrine to this wonderful, glorious and magic world, because these are things the grandchildren should know.
Next up, can we have Clayton Dunlop, please?
So this one is probably almost 20 years old. I wrote this after a night of probably some, best way to say it is inhaled stupidity. A friend and I climbed a very rural water tower that was several stories high, and after a night of realizing what had happened, I wrote this, and so this is kind of where that came from. That. So some good came from that. So. I climbed up into the stars tonight. Rung by rung, I removed myself from the earth to the top of this ladder that seemed to put me next to God. Orion himself hadn't a better view of life than my ladder there in the stars. I saw lakes and rivers, roads and towns. I saw for miles, blinded only by the horizon as it bent out of sight and then to sleep. The winds were sharp and chilled there in my chair in the clouds, but there was a feeling of power that kept my blood warm. The lights of life dazzled all around me, above in the heavens, below on the land, and my place somewhere here in the middle. The fears that we choose to confront are the battles that we choose to win. And me, well, I climbed up into the stars tonight.
Thanks for that, man. Give me up Philip Splann, please.
So I did my poetry homework. I took the 5-word challenge that I had last week, and I improved it. You can mark it.
Who was that? Last week.
Last week. I jumped right into it, so everyone else can. Butterflies, where tattoo hides, of their antecedents, who adventured across the outer horizons. Their winds are silk web crests, bleached with petroglyphs, pepper solar systems, erupting mandarin supernovas. Oscillous pupil black holes staring out. They whisper these religions to the earthbound caterpillars. The bountiful ones can flutter animatedly, emulating the space fiction, projecting films emitting from their wings. The moths are discluded. Their graphics are just copper rust and coal dust. Are reflections of their inferior inflictions. You see, moths are an underclass. Butterflies comment that it's not that they are incapable of friendship, it's that they are not good in sex. They steal the butterflies' tails. They never really came from space. They just beat around the light bulb. And every patch they enter, there's trouble. As such, we are all cosmic travelers, moving together through a nectar of space. And in accidents, salt can be mixed with pepper. We all, sooner or later, end up like horizon-perfumed nebula, built of gardens, petunias, poppy-smelling jasmines, blindfolded narcissus, being forced out into a break of the atmosphere, like we're being squeezed out of the earth. On the other side, within a gap of some matter, the universe will go out. We will all together be engulfed in the blackout. And what is the difference between us, moth or butterfly, when our pictures are red in the dark? Thank you.
Thanks, Phil. Can we have Kieran McCartney, please?
In investing in the inner to get something out. Extracted, seekers, extracted beacon of self. Rub it into your palms and into your face like coconut balm. Across the surface of the border between your being and the being of it all. The whirlpool web of sweltering contradiction. Stranger than fiction, you'd say you couldn't make it up, only you did. Had your input, contributed. Parrot play, playing with the plays of others. Gave credence to the unlikely, gave weight to the words shared by some and breathed lightness by words shared by others. Somewhere you grew you, in decisions taken all day, every day, to manifest your survival and stimulate your curiosity, find patterns in your interests. You dreamed it all up, really, and why shouldn't you?
Thanks, Gerard. Can we have Cedric Bicorn, please?
No. I apologize for the Jesuit. The Jesuit, a face no one could read, communicating with a strike of a reed, gave them the gift of guilt. With it, nothing was no more free. No one would ever be freed. Silt of fright would seal their sight. This present robbed them from their mind to flee and their mean to fight. His stern presence dealing daily. Sharp but harmless blows, like perfectly aimed arrows. He knew how the damage would start with every reed whack. Before long, many faces showed no emotion. When struck, no squirming, no motion. The ritual was repeated every day still, until all hearts would finally beat. Still. Only then the stick was no longer the fair. His repentance would only be through their prayer.
Thanks, Cedric. Can we have Mike Screeden, please?
Nothing but a little improv for rescheduling. Weekly from our weekly cycle, it's common to be frequent. Dare I say it, I like to meet the words of brave ones and indecent. We must now orbit lunar cycles governed by La Luna. The female cycle must now reign while gentlemen fine-tune it. But Ovale survives and it will thrive, though we can't meet as often. Seldom seen must be admired, until Ace Donna opens up its coffers for our dear director, our Lake Nafeli. We'll ensure we'll all stay purist. He won't sell out, won't play ball. I'll make sure we'll stay plebeian.
Yeah, I'm making it up as a club. Anyway, Paul.
You should have shown a few words from the open mic and you don't from the 5 word challenge you need. Fucking one. Anyway, I digress. Can we have Kevin Powell, please?
My maiden voyage here, so a very, very short poem and a little verse. Short poem, my wife. To me, you are like the sea. Wave swell, wave breaking. And making always your song among the rocks of life. Now, verse. Russian joy. Oh, what a happy, happy man am I as I sit and watch democracy die. As the UK Parliament's strife and trouble produce a once proud country to rubble. MPs on all sides can't find an exit as they quarrel to define their Brexit. They seem like silly girls and boys at play while adults loudly cry, Mayday, Mayday. Then there's my guy Trump in the USA, every bit as useless as Mrs. May. I love his great obsession with a wall. He has no sense of history at all. If he had, he'd know that in Berlin the wall is gone that kept the people in. Oh, Donald, you don't know what you're about if you think walls keep people in or out. Oh, Don and Terry, I really have to say, every day in every way, you make my day. You're perfect puppets in my long-term plan. Quite soon, the you-know-who and the you-know-what will hit the fan. Your people, too busy at each other's throats, can't see your countries are like sinking boats. Here in Moscow, I calmly pull the strings as you distress my heart with pleasure sings. As I'm the guy who divides and conquers by driving people in your countries bonkers. Keep up the good work, UK and the USA. Goodbye for now and have a nice day. Forgive me, please, if my trumpet I'm tooting. Kind regards from yours truly, Vladimir Putin.
And maybe chose the one for Vladimir Putin.
Put your cards right, I might read it next week.
Okay, so there you go. Can we have Jim Crickhart, please?
Thank you.
That's your Putin voice.
Yeah. So this poem I'm reading tonight is called At the STI Clinic. Love, that red disease, bringing everyone together at the STI clinic. Wanting to be wanted, that unutterable need, bringing us to our knees. Where is your love now? Your love is here today, gonorrhea tomorrow. I see flyers with cartoonized STIs. Syphilis, that old Victorian pathogen, is now a bumblebee dunked in its own putrid honey. Mrs. Fiona Charming, you left your colouring book out in the rain. Farewell to your Crayola dreams bleeding on the street. We are infected with regret. All those hours waiting by the phone, taxis hissing into the night and crying on the phone, calling your name into the night that whirs with noise, all now swallowed by hospital daylight. Love, that wild confetti, exploding the bloodstream, red eyes wanting, blood fizzing into a blushing foam, all of it, all of the chaos is sterilized by disinfectant at the entrance. We sit in a circle of plastic chairs and a sterile moat of blue linoleum. Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Sweet Romeo has ghosted. Juliet digs a boneyard of texts. A woman chews down on the half moons of her nail beds, waiting for her number to be called as the Fugees sing, killing me softly with his love. Glad you like that. Young love, foolish love, making our blood fizz into a blushing foam that pumps around under the skin, and we're trembling with a rush of doubt, calling out the window, David, you would make me wild, David, Susan, David, David, I wanted to call you mine. That's it.